Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Max Deegan, Colleen O'Hara, Mitchell Hargreaves, Rebel Ray, The Call of the Flame, and Tony for their support in making this series possible.
Well, hello once again to our faithful listeners. I am broadcasting live from Wild Outpost 1 with this week's edition of Wild Tales. That doesn't feel quite right, going at it alone. You may be wondering where my steadfast co-host, Baz Goodrich, is. Well, not to worry. He is here, but given the events last week, we have been batting down the hatches, and he is currently hard at work upgrading our defense systems. Say hello to the listeners, Baz.
Hello. Sorry, I'm far away.
Not to worry at all, Baz. We didn't want to leave you, our faithful listeners, without another wonderful tale, so I'm here to bring you the goods.
Bing Bong, I'm also here, Charles. You can let me co-host.
No, get off the broadcast. I need all your processes working on the programming for these things.
Yeah, sir. Very well. I'm a little sad.
Sorry about that, everyone. Let's focus on today's tale. It's been submitted by Draco Alexander. It is called The Switch. This submission tells the tale of everyday collective life for natural-borns and the clones who work steadfast by their side. Enjoy!
Morning, Cordelia.
Good morning.
Ah, Bailey. Early as always, I see.
Yes, sir. Just doing my best for the company. Mr. Jackson.
Oh, please, please, just call me Jackson. Now, I'd like you to stick with me today. Get your feet wet in these negotiations.
Morning, Cordelia.
Good morning, Bailey. There's a message for you in the queue. Shall I send it to your workstation or personal data pad?
Already? Oh, no, I thought I was getting a head start on the day. Send it to my data pad, please. Damn it. This was sent in the middle of the night, and he probably expected me to respond to it immediately, too.
Who?
Jackson.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know how you could have replied before now, since it was sent to the company server.
Yeah, but you know how he is. As soon as an idea enters his head, he expects everyone to jump to. But still, thanks for making sure I got the message.
Of course. I hope it turns out well.
Oh. Thanks. I hope you have a nice day, too. Oh, sorry, that was insensitive. I've just never seen you not at your desk.
Clones still have to sleep, you know. My schedule just happens to bookend yours because I handle all the little tasks that aren't important enough to require a natural born's attention.
Oh, and we greatly appreciate your efforts in those areas.
Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, sir.
Cordelia. Now, Bailey, I saw that briefing you prepared on the Aegis financial deal. Outstanding work. When you've got a moment, come to my office so that we can discuss it further.
Of course. I'll be there right away.
Excellent. And don't dally too long with the help.
I'd better get going. Would you mind if I had lunch out here today? Or would that be too distracting?
I wouldn't mind, I suppose.
All right. See you later, then.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And then Jackson leapt up and stormed off. Oh, you should have seen his face.
Oh, it must have been so red.
Sorry, Jackson. Sir, I'll get back to my desk.
See that you do.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Later. Where's Cordelia?
I am Cordelia.
No, I mean Cordelia Foster, the one whose seat you're sitting in.
Ah, my predecessor. She's been reassigned. My call sign is Barker.
Reassigned? For what?
I believe the transfer of our list of the primary cause is abnormally close interpersonal behaviour. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. No, thank you very much.
Good morning, Bailey. I see you've met our new Cordelia.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Why exactly did we need a new one?
Well, our old Cordelia's efficiency had dropped a bit lately. She was getting distracted too easily, as I'm sure you noticed. So, here we are. Is there something the matter, Bailey?
No, sir. No, I think I forgot something at home. I'll be an hour at most. She was only a clone. She was only a clone. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does.
Baz! You're back!
Ah, I could only stay away for so long. I missed you, and I missed all of you out there.
Well, I'm sure everyone else missed you too. I know I certainly did.
I was here the whole time, guys.
Jeffrey, we are live. Stop it!
All right.
And what an interesting tell to come back in on.
Yes. It really makes you think about the day-to-day grind that drills down not only on clones, but natural borns as well.
Yes. The ever-crushing boot of society. Oh, that's dark.
It is, but important to discuss. Dear listeners, we're sadly under the heel of a rather large boot, and we are so thankful for your support in this time.
Yes, indeed. Until next week, listeners, this is Wild Outpost 1, signing off.
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. The Switch was written by Draco Alexander and directed by James Barbarossa. Cordelia was Beth Eyre. Jackson was David Ault. And Bailey was David Pello. Wild Tales was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich, Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, and James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, with original music by James Barbarossa.